This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guest tonight had an idea that St Kilda should be the home of jazz across the Melbourne Cup weekend because the Wangaratta Festival was not happening this year. Nisha Fitzgibbon, vocalist and jazz stylist, birthed the idea, and now we have a huge weekend of jazz scheduled at the St Kilda Jazz Summit across that Melbourne Cup weekend. So let's hear from Nisha herself. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Bent Notes, Nisha Fitzgibbon.
Hi, David. That was a great intro. Thank you.
My pleasure indeed, Nisha. Now, what an amazing undertaking. I understand that you were involved in the birth of this idea. What was the catalyst for it?
Well, actually, it was a bit of a story. We gathered, John McCall and myself were at a wake for a beautiful drummer who worked with my father, Lindsay Copeland, and his son is Steve Copeland, who was an entrepreneur and tour manager for many years. And it came out through conversation because we were actually doing a song at the Memo, St Kilda. And it came out that, you know, in the 50s, they used to have a lot of big bands there and record at the Memo Memorial Hall. So we talked to Simon Myers, who's running the business there, and Letitia Ma, and we all decided, let's try and put something together because Wangaratta wasn't happening. And we thought, let's do it. We just kind of spent the last few months programming, and there were some people that we couldn't get that we really wanted. But look, in the end, it's kind of given us a little bit of a weekend with lots to choose from, encompassing everything from, you know, blues and roots to New Orleans sound and traditional Dixieland jazz and some a cappella and gospel. We're going to be doing a beautiful tribute to Ruby Carter because they're going to launch the Ruby Carter Lounge upstairs.
I saw that there. Tell us a little bit about Ruby Carter.
Oh, well, I don't know. Did you know Ruby at all?
I didn't myself, no.
Okay, well, look, Ruby was a wonderful matriarchal singer, a jazz singer who really helped a lot of, if you were musicians or singers, she was like a beautiful godmother to us all. She encouraged many, many young musicians in her early days. She started working as a jazz singer in Scotland and came to Australia, and she was working in the Chevron, first of all as a bartender, and then she got to know people and everyone got to know her, and then she went on to work at the ESPY. And then she got her regular Tuesday night, which was called Ruby Tuesdays. And that's where, you know, in the sort of like mid-80s, we all kind of filtered through, and she gave people lucky breaks. And I myself got a very lucky break with working at the ESPY with my original funk band in the late 80s through to the 90s, and that was called Yo-Yo. So she kind of took us all under her wing. She loved jazz musicians. She loved to assist people, and she really believed in singing beautiful ballads. So we're going to be having a treatment and tribute to her on that Sunday afternoon, the 3rd of November, at about 4 o'clock upstairs at the Memo. So it's the RSL Lounge, which used to be called Winnebago, and now we'll be launching that. But there's so much entertainment, so you have to look it up and see what's going on. Rene Geyer, Vince Jones, Coco's Lunch, South of the River Choir, the Syncopators are doing a tribute to Louis.
That'll be great.
And also after Ruby's gig, we'll be actually featuring the documentary that was made in St Kilda about the jazz stories of St Kilda by Kay Bloom. So that will be probably, you know, maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock upstairs after Ruby's gig, because I'm sure there'll be a few people spilling in and coming and going. But we hope to do that when it feels appropriate.
Fair enough. What a great opportunity this is to recognise someone so great as Ruby.
Yeah, you know, look, we really miss her so much. And she was just a kind of very colourful person and very pro-jazz. Just the fact that she was boisterous and lovable. And, you know, she would always tell the audience to shush if she felt it necessary. You know, and she was also very much a part of Vince Jones, you know, career, always giving him a word on a great ballad here and there. And so she was really well-loved, and we want to celebrate her memory. For me, I actually got all her music, so we're going to be sharing some of her charts on the day, and we're just kind of wanting to have that community spirit of the people that remember her and who want to see some of Melbourne's finest singers getting up and paying homage to her as well. And Jane Clifton will be emceeing it, and Rebecca Bernard, myself, Nina Ferro, Julia Hara and Michelle Nicole. And not sure who else might show up on the day. But there's a great band as well.
I see some of the names: Jack Sarilat, Tamara Murphy, Darren Ferrugia, Julian Wilson, Eamon McNeilis, Doug DeVries and Ray Pereira. What a fantastic day that, or evening that's going to be, afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And then if you haven't had enough, then we've got the Speakeasy Gala Ball on the Monday Cup Eve night.
I saw that.
Which is going to be a hoot. I'm not sure which one you can come to, but...
Well, there's so much to choose from. There's something for everyone, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. So if, you know, people are wanting to do something on that weekend and they're not so much into the cup, you know, there's lots of jazz to see in Melbourne, especially at the Memo St Kilda. Just coming along and checking it out would be wonderful. So please look online. You know, it's all on the Memo website.
It is indeed, which is memomusichall.com.au. And from the front page, you can see the little excerpts of each of the shows that are there, the Syncopators, the Commoners and Kafka.
A new band, and Jonathan Scovran's Winos, Kafka and the Winos.
Yeah.
They're doing interesting stuff. That's all original. And then, you know, the Monday night will be wonderful because we're launching a beautiful young singer called Molly Georgia and the Prohibition. And she's got a brilliant voice. She's paying homage to Bessie Smith.
Oh, beautiful.
And then we've got the Cairo Club Orchestra giving a bit of kicking your heels up with their versions of 1920s and 30s. And then followed by the really popular jazz party, which is kind of highly energetic and cool kind of mixed bag of everything.
Yeah, I think they're performing out at Monash this month, every week.
Wow. They're great bands.
Neisha, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day-to-day to have a chat to us. It's great to do so. And to hear particularly about a way that we can spend our long weekend still with jazz, even though Wangaratta's not around.
Look, I'm not too sure what's happening. I know they'll probably get it together for the following year.
Yeah, and celebrate the 30th anniversary. In the meantime, it's the St Kilda Jazz Summit, the first St Kilda Jazz Summit. Do you reckon there might be more?
We hope so. We just hope that everyone kind of rallies behind it. And look, really, it is for the local community, and if people want to come over for other suburbs, we embrace you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Neisha, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to seeing some of the St Kilda Jazz Summit, because I won't be going to Wang this long weekend. I'm here in Melbourne.
Yes, well, you let me know which one you want to come to, David.
Shall do.
We'll organise something. You and I, we've got a connection.
We have indeed, Neisha. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.